Kanye West is running for president, but who is going to vote for him besides Northwest? And T.I. is gunning for Father of the Year. And Kevin McCall as well, being Kevin McCall. Back to reality. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, kids. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live, back to reality. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I am the captain of this boat, but I'm not the only captain because ain't no I in team. You heard me? I got my co-captain with me.
Well, what's going on, everybody? It's Howard III. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Nakia.
Not that Howard and I are not friends in real life, and we spent all day together, but Howard, how was your weekend?
So, it was pretty good. Didn't do too much on Friday, just hang out, staying in the bed. Saturday, went on a date, child.
Ooh,
yes. But turns out that's still all the same.
No.
But I gained a friend, I guess. But okay. I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a man. I'm tired of these friend dates. I'm tired. I want to take my man to the movies.
Fellas, Howard wants his eggs cracked. He wants his last name changed. He is ready.
I am ready. And then, of course, I guess I am ready because we went to the psychic today.
We did.
And she dragged me by my lace front. And she let me know that my boo was coming around. I will share this with you. She said, you are ready for a child. I said, ooh, she knows.
I'm ready to be an auntie. So, okay. Baby.
And she said, my man is around the corner. So,
ooh, pull
here
up.
We go.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just have to hop in here.
Hi, Steph.
Okay, we just got from I don't know to child.
Right. Howard, now he's ready to be pregnant and have a baby and everything.
Who knows? The men change like the weather out here. So,
baby, come on.
But apparently, I'm about to have my child. So, I'll can you more it.
Oh, listen. If you pay me, I'll carry it.
Oh, hey. IOUs.
I'll be your surrogate. But Howard is right. Howard, myself, Lanisha, and Drew, our regular co-hosts, we all went to go see Psychic today, and all four of us were dragged by our wigs, lace fronts. She murdered us. And she told me something to work on, and I'll share this with you guys. I jokingly say things like men are trash, so she told me that I need to stop saying that.
She did give us really good advice.
She did, so. But it was really great. So if you guys believe in it, if you don't, I recommend just go for play. It's something really cool if you want to entertain it. But welcome to Black Hollywood Live, back to reality. We are super excited to be here. I love Sundays. I love doing this show. And we appreciate you guys. If you guys are in the live chat,
yes.
Let Howard know because he's going to give you a shout out.
Okay, I see a few of y'all already up in there. So what's up? What y'all do this Sunday?
Yes, let us know how your weekend was. Babies, you could tell. Sound like I got a damn frog in my throat because I've been yelling. So, I had a really great weekend. But besides that, I'm happy to be here. So let's start and get this on the roll. Let's start with our first segment, Moments of the Week.
Yes.
That is where Howard and I, we break down the craziest moments that happen in pop culture and black entertainment and just everything in general. So Howard, take it away, because baby.
Yes. Should we be saying, hello, welcome President Kanye, President West, how may I help you?
Mm-mm.
I don't know, but we might have to say it because rapper Kanye West wants to change things up. So in a live stage interview with Fast Company at their little intervention festival, he mentioned how he wants to run for president in the year 2024.
What?
It's about to be 2020 in 2 months, y'all, so four more years. And he is considering changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire. He also showed us a sneak peek of his new Yeezys. I mean, would we vote for Kanye?
My psychic told me today to have to say really nice things about men, so.
President Billionaire? President Billionaire was coming to LA to shut down traffic.
First of all. See, this is the problem with Cheeto brains over here in D.C. He not opened the door thinking that everyone can run for president. You people have no experience.
None.
I don't like for celebrities. Even people are like Oprah and all that. Love Oprah, but I don't feel like celebrities need to run for president. Mm-mm. We need someone to actually be a president and run this country, run this world. Kanye West, baby, no, because, see, I'm about to say, I don't want to see a cult and a cult leader on the lawn in D.C. So, no, I'm not voting for Kanye West.
I'm not voting either.
Beautiful gowns. Keep making the music. Like, no. But I do like the conversation that he did have. He did talk about his mental health. He talked about a lot of good things. So the conversation was good, and he did talk about the presidency and all that good stuff. But Kanye, baby, no.
No. Keep making them ugly shoes.
Well, speaking about no.
Uh-oh.
T.I.
Ooh, child.
Okay, here goes. So, T.I. has the internet up crazy. It's in an uproar because T.I. was on a really cool podcast with Nazeen and Nadine. Nazeen is married to Miguel. Really cool podcast. And they were talking about things, and T.I. said, and I know it was in a joking way, but he did say, he said he's a really strict dad because he takes his 18-year-old daughter, Deja, to the OBGYN to make sure that her hymen is still intact and that she is still a virgin. Social media went crazy. Everybody was like, what the hell? What did you think? Before I get my opinion, what did you think about this when you heard?
I thought it was honestly, like, disgusting. Like, yeah. Let her do her thing. She's now of age, you know, 18. I know she'll always be a little baby girl. But, you know, let her choose what she wants to do with her body. We never really know. You know, we don't just, I mean, I never have. But if you have a close relationship with your parents, you never just say, like, oh, I'm not a virgin anymore. You know, you just kind of let her do her thing. You don't have to keep checking up on her. If you raised her to be the nice, kind young daughter you know that she is, to make the right decisions, like, trust her with that.
Exactly.
Like, if she comes to you and says, hey, Dad, I want to talk to you about this, and that's one thing. Don't try to force the door open.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, fam, first of all, when I told my mom and great-grandmother I lost my virginity, they laughed at me because they thought it was a joke.
No.
I'm a joke. I just feel like as parents, like, I don't have kids, and I always agree you should never tell anybody how to raise kids.
Right.
But I do feel like T.I. is not doing that with his sons, so why are we doing this to our daughters? And that's invading privacy. You're invading her space. She's a young lady. That's none of your business.
Right.
And you don't, your hymen, for someone who had a hymen, you can lose your hymen literally walking up the stairs, riding a bike, falling. Like, breaking your hymen has nothing to do with losing virginity. And so what if she lost? Like, what are you going to do if you find out she wasn't a virgin?
Exactly.
As parents, you're supposed to give your kids the tools and talk to them about safety, but not this, like, you can't lose your virginity. And most of the time when men like that, that's usually men who really isn't, like, they not the greatest men. Ooh. And they out here, like, whoring. So they worry about their daughters ended up with guys like that.
Yeah.
And I get, because I have a lot of guy friends with daughters, and I get that fathers are protective. But fam, keep the same energy for your sons.
Exactly. I was just about to say, I wonder what discussion he had with his sons. Because I know on the show when he was talking about how, like, the youngest one or something, the one,
King.
Not the baby, King. And now he was getting it in on tour.
He's 12.
Okay. And then he was just like, oh, you know, I support that. I was like, well,
Deja's 18.
Exactly. I mean, Tiny, of course, was heartbroken because that's her little baby. Yeah. But, you know, King was like, yeah, I'm having sex. And T.I. was all here for it.
And that's what I don't like. But again, get out of your daughter's business. It's invading privacy. Mm. And I know he probably didn't mean, like, I sit in there and I'm, but fam, sometimes keep that stuff to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, keep it to yourself. But shout out to Deja. She's a beautiful young lady. And I'm curious to see, like, what Deja's mom and they have to say about that. Because Deja was on Twitter liking tweets about, like, negative things about T.I. So I know she's mad.
You know she's upset. Mm-hmm. Now her little business is out there.
Mm. Babe, she had to turn her comments off on Instagram because y'all are sick. Leave her alone.
Let her go. Leave her alone. So we're sending prayers out to Angie Martinez because she was recently in a car accident. Aww. The radio and TV personality was involved in a car accident on Monday morning in New York and now has to undergo 4-hour surgery for her vertebrae.
What?
She also had a fractured lumbar. She wrote on social media, she put in a post, I always believe in angels, and mine was with me the other morning. I was in a severe car accident and sustained a fractured lumbar and shattered vertebrae. I'm recovering and will be for some time, but I'm extremely grateful to have the opportunity to do that. Wanted you all to hear it from me first and know that although this is a difficult time, I'm in the best spirits possible and determined to be back and better than ever and soon.
Aww.
So, sending prayers out to you, Angie Martinez. You know, she does that thing on WeTV where she interviews all the rappers now. So that shows up. And, you know, it's just sad.
I love Angie. Angie's an idol of mine. I'm a hip hop head for those who know me. So growing up, I wanted to be the little black Angie Martinez. And being from New York, she's just really sweet. So prayers out to Angie Martinez. We love you and speedy recovery.
Yes.
Speaking of prayers, Kevin McCall. Kevin McCall. Okay, so let me break this down. Kevin McCall has been fighting with Eva, who is his ex-wife and baby mother. They have a beautiful daughter together. Mm-hmm. Eva's whole thing is she does not want him to have any custody of their, I think she's 3 or 4 years old daughter, because she feels like Kevin's mental state is not where it needs to be. So she feels like he does not have the right to be in her daughter's life. So Kevin and her are going to court. But here's where it gets a little tricky. Kevin McCall was arrested while at court. custody hearing. In Atlanta for his daughter that he shares with Eva Marcel.
Oh, child.
He was on live on his social media when a security guard approached him. Kevin got into a pushing fight and the guard, who called the police for backup. When the police asked when Kevin was what his name was, he said, in word, my name is God. When they asked for ID, he said he didn't have it because he was robbed last week. After that, he had a tussle and pushed the security guard down the escalator. And all the security guard said to Kevin, because Kevin was on his IG live, and the mm-hmm. security guard was like, fam, you can't record in a court. And he's like, I'm not recording, I'm on my live. So Eva's taking you to court to prove to the court that mentally you're not stable to be in her daughter's life, and you just proved her right. So
didn't even make it inside the court world. Just outside, just tussling, fighting, mugshot and all. Like, really, Kevin?
Kevin.
What was with you? Like, did you come by yourself? You don't have no family, no friends?
Kevin.
Cousins?
He said, I'm not recording. I'm on IG Live, fam.
And what? My name is God. Sir, what is your name? I ain't got no idea. I was robbed.
Boy. Sir. So he had to get arrested, unfortunately. And it just sucks when kids are involved in all this stuff. So I hope they work it out for the better of Marley. But it went so far where Eva wants to change her daughter's last name to her new husband's last name. That I don't agree with. I do think Marley should choose that when she's at a certain age. Mm-hmm. Talk to her when she's 12, 13, 14. But I do agree with keeping Kevin away from your baby.
Definitely.
Because right now it ain't safe. And then when Marley gets older, you can explain why you kept her father away.
Yeah.
And then you can... But I don't agree with changing the name without her consent, because that is still her father. Okay, kids, let's go to our next segment, social media.
Yes.
This is my favorite segment.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Take my photo, Vogue. The category is Instagram realness. This is where Howard and I, we like to go on your favorite celebrity social media and just read to you what they have been up to. And sometimes it's a little cray-cray.
So let's keep it going with Keisha Cole. So a fan whose her name is Chris Brown's wife.
You know what?
I feel you, girl. Was you at the house for the yard sale, girl?
Oh, I wish I was there.
All I imagine is just waiting to exhale, doing a lover's hangover. I was like, Chris is selling all my stuff for a dollar.
You know what?
Oh, child.
Get your shit. Get your shit and get out.
Chris could have called me, though. The fan said, I want to see Keisha Cole and Monica in concert. It's on my bucket list. I love them. So Keisha Cole wrote back, we need to do a damn joint album.
Yes.
And get this money. I would be here for a Keisha Cole and Monica joint album.
So would I, because that's a lot of pain, a lot of heartbreak, baby. Monica is getting a divorce from Shannon.
Not Keisha Cole,
like, it's a lot. You want to hear it?
I do want to hear it.
I remember when I heartbroke. I remember when I gave up loving you. I was sad as a
loving you.
I was sad and lonely. You know?
Ooh, yes.
Like, you get that for free. No, I would love to hear an album between, because to me, those are like two of the greatest voices of our generation. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I would love an album from them in general. Like, them, Brandy. Like, I want to hear the girls come back out and sing.
Oh, I know. Like, I know Brandy will join in on that album.
No, Brandy won't be with them, too. Brandy, listen. Brandy's like, I don't know them. Leave me alone. I mean, Brandy by herself.
Okay.
Okay. Teresa Giudice.
Okay.
I love Teresa. Real Housewife of New Jersey star. She made her way to Italy to see her husband, Joe. And she brought her kids. So if you guys don't know, Joe was deported because he was into some things now. And Joe, first of all, Teresa went to jail first. Then Joe had to go to jail. And then he was deported to Italy. And if you guys didn't watch Live with Andy Cohen, Teresa was on there. And Joe kind of called her out and said that she was seeing another man. Yeah. But it looks like she did travel to Italy with the kids to see Joe. And this came after everything that happened. So I'm happy that, you know, and they took the social media and posted the beautiful family photo. So do it for your daughters. I know y'all hate each other right now, but do it for the girls.
Do it for the girls. That's it.
I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the girls.
I ain't gonna do it.
Do it for the girls.
I ain't gonna do it.
You know what, baby? Okay, Kenya Moore. I love Kenya so, so much.
Me too.
I know a lot of people don't, but I like Kenya. Looks like she took to social media and she was showing her natural hair, honey, and baby, I am jealous.
Okay, down her back.
Baby, she took to social media and posted all my natural hair. No weave, no extensions, no lace fronts, no wigs, no nothing.
Okay.
All my 24 inches of waist length, healthy, thick hair.
Wow.
Baby, girl.
Yo, hey, listen,
because I be trying to buy 24 inches because I'm trying to get bundles. Y'all, I just cut my hair, so, you know, shout out to Kenya. Must be like, can I get a 2B and a Kenya Moore? Thank you. 24 inches. She's beautiful.
Beautiful. So speaking of weaves, Bobby Lights from Bobby Lights from Love & Hip Hop New York. I guess he's doing this whole thing on his page. I guess a whole, like, a whole reveal or something, like Lord. A transformation where he's got this weave in. He says, say hello to Vanity. She's getting ready for our campaign. The big reveal is Friday. Can't wait for y'all to see what we've been working on. And so one of the fans said he looks like Alexis Sky.
But you know what? I thought he was Alexis Sky first. There's no shade to Alexis Sky. Bobby looked beautiful in his makeup in here.
Poor Alexis. But then Prince from Love & Hip Hop Miami also said, more like Little Mama.
Ooh.
Y'all gonna leave Little Mama alone.
Y'all gonna leave.
She's a beautiful woman.
Y'all gonna leave her alone.
And Bobby wrote back to Prince and said, what's wrong with Little Mama? Prince said, nigga, you look more... You look more like her, in my opinion. If there was shade, I would have thrown it. And Bobby said, emojis, just a shrug of the shoulders.
Prince, why are you even bothering him? Prince always bothers Bobby. And this is why they're always fighting.
Okay.
Because Prince is always bothering. I thought Bobby looked good.
I thought he looked good, but I was like, leave Little Mama alone.
I know. Why they? First of all, Little Mama's beautiful.
She
so.
Is.
My lip gloss is popping.
My lip gloss is cool.
All the boys is watching.
Not the school.
Hey, what you know about me?
What you know about me?
I love her. Leave her alone.
Pop your lip gloss.
All right. All right, kids. Let's go to Bird Talk, which is an extension from social media where Howard and I, we like to actually act out the tweets and the Instagrams. Because it's more fun that way.
Okay.
Speaking of fun, Moniece. I love her. She's always a good time. You can always look for a clapback from her or
always.
Something. Because, baby, she be in them damn comments.
Okay.
Every week of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, I can just go to, like, her page or, like, the OFMG reality page, Joey's page.
Oh, yeah.
And she will give you a summary of what actually really happened. You gotta watch the show. So she posted this really beautiful photo. She was on a photo shoot. Cute couch, because I think I want that. And someone says... April look better, but they put the hard eye emoji.
Oh, well.
That's rude. And Monique said, she's a beautiful woman with an amazing body. Doesn't diminish my beauty or my worth. God bless.
Wait a minute. Okay, what, Monique? Where's the rest of the clap at?
Wait, that's it?
That was it.
That was so nice.
I mean, it was a different... like side we've never seen. I was shocked. I said, you know what? We got to talk about this because this is shocking.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Monique has... you know what that's called?
Growth.
I'm proud of you, Moniece, because, baby, I was waiting for her to, like, read him to film.
No. Aww. So nice.
Okay, Moniece.
So nice.
Aww.
What do y'all think about Moniece? Because y'all was up in here, honey. I know y'all are watching. I see all a few of y'all.
Hi.
Okay, let us know in the live chat what y'all think about Moniece. So, Malika.
Aww.
Some people know her as Khloé's best friend, Khloé Kardashian's best friend. But, you know, I know her from... ATL.
That's how I know her.
Okay, but she is getting her money's worth in this whole pregnancy, baby.
As she should.
Working and announcing at the same time. So she just posted how she is expecting a boy.
Aww.
A baby boy.
Baby
and
OT.
She's like early. Baby OT. Where has OT Genesis been? Has he been? Because I haven't seen no pictures.
He hasn't said anything yet. But remember in the last post she put, she was like, the father, me and the father were happy. He's not going to say anything yet. They will later down the line.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
This is a little tricky.
She didn't do no gender reveal party? I guess not. But so she did her post revealing that she's having a boy, and she also did an ad for bio oil. Well, a fan put, why are all your pregnancy posts ads? That's so bizarre to me.
No, and it's not.
Okay. And Malika wrote back, I've worked my entire pregnancy. We clearly don't do the same things.
Ooh.
Well, girl.
Babe, I mean, if she can get paid for it. Look, she's a single mother. She looks beautiful. If she can get paid for it while feeding her baby, why not? Why? Like, why not?
Well,
collect the check.
I mean, that's true. But I'm like, every post has to be every paid.
Post, I'm waiting for a normal post about her pregnancy, but she's like, diapers, because I'm collecting them. I'm like, Malika, all right, okay, we get it. You're pregnant, but baby wipes, because when my future baby comes, I'm like, oh, okay, another ad.
I have these new baby shoes from Kmart. Oh, have you guys been there?
I'm like, okay. I feel like when the baby's born, she's going to be like, baby, bought you my Dove. Dove provided me with my new son. Like, girl.
Did you guys know I just had a baby boy? Well, if you didn't, you could all head on to Clear Blue, and they could also let you know when you'll be having your next child.
Get that check, Malika.
Lady, she's supposed to hold down the house, right? You're supposed to be there for your man, right? Well, why don't you get your education? Why don't you go to Everest?
Oh, y'all dead.
Those Everest commercial.
Yo, if I could do it, you could do it too. You sitting on the couch, but you...
That's Malika. She the new Everest girl.
Malika, girl, get that check, Ma. Don't let nobody tell you not to. Breast pump, because I'm
they're going to kick us off air.
I know. We're sorry. We love you, Malika. Congratulations. Okay. So, we talked about T.I. earlier with his daughter, Deja. And it looks like Groupon don't want no parts of it. Because Lovey, who's very popular on air host, she tweeted, anybody defending T.I. and his hymen check needs to sit down somewhere. Ooh. A man who hasn't shown he is capable of policing his own Groupon peen needs to be the last one trying to police any goddamn body. Clifford wrong ass. Groupon tweeted and said, we would love very much to not be a part of this narrative. Please, like, exclude us. Thank you so much.
Not Groupon.
Groupon tweeted her back. I read it right. It says, we would very much like to be excluded from this narrative. Groupon says, leave us alone. We don't know this man. Sorry to this man.
He's not a part of the deal.
He don't get no coupons. Not Groupon penis, though. Baby. All right, let's go to our next segment, news and gossip and flashing lights. First of all, Groupon penis. Life. President West.
Good morning, Mr. President West.
Who do you think Kanye's vice president would be?
Oh, child. I don't know. A$AP Rocky?
Travis.
Oh, Travis. Mm-hmm. Have all the Kardashians in. Kim as our first lady?
Kim as our first lady.
Child.
Well, remember, in Legally Blonde.
Oh.
She was trying to be the first, you know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I'd rather take Kim over president than some damn Kanye West.
Okay.
At least she's going to get things done. Kanye just trying to, you know, okay, let's move on because I can't.
Man. Well, like we reported last week about John Witherspoon, him being laid to rest, so sad. The comedian who also, people know him as Pops on Friday, he was on Boondocks. I mean, just a regular great guy. Celebs came out to celebrate the life of him, comedian John Witherspoon. People like Chris Tucker, D.L. Hughley, Bill Bellamy, just to name a few. They were at the services, Shantae Moore. I mean, they even had Cedric the Entertainer talk about it. And we just really wanted to, you know, just send our prayers to the son, his whole family, really. And just all these people came out to say wonderful things. You know,
I didn't know he was best friends with David Letterman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
David Letterman was there, and then his son posted his wife posted a photo at their wedding almost 30 years ago, and David Letterman was like in his wedding.
Wow.
So David Letterman was at the funeral. I did not know how close they were.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, prayers out. Sean Waynes was there because Marlon couldn't make it. And just prayers out to John's family, and his son has been posting really great posts about him. And death is just really tough. And John Witherspoon's a legend. So rest in peace to a legend. Mm-hmm. All right, kids. Social media and Instagram.
Ooh.
Baby, the social media influencers are going crazy and don't know what to do. That's because Instagram, the CEO, Adam Mosseri, had announced that they will be taking the likes away from all the posts on Instagram.
What?
Reports are saying Instagram was trying to become the safest place on the internet. In order to do that, Instagram wants to take away the idea of one's worth. It's somehow tied to the amount of likes you get in a photo. Do we think this can hurt someone's social media platform? A lot of people were upset because they were like, oh, how am I going to get paid? My business.
Exactly.
Baby. But here's the thing. Get a job. and I mean that. And I'm not even trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Because I look at it like this. This is just social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you're only getting money this way, and I think it's dope for how people got their money this way, and I don't hate on that. I think it's amazing. But now you have other platforms like Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest. Like, you should be hustling on like outside. I always say to people, think about when all this internet shit goes away in five years. What are you going to do? Like, exactly. Nicki Minaj made a whole thing, and she's not coming to Instagram. I was like, Nicki, Instagram don't care, but okay. I think people are still talking about the money part of it, but I think people are missing the bigger picture, and it's about everyone, you know, who look at these likes and these people who are killing themselves and people who are not confident because of social media. People are face-tuning and doing all this stuff, and I'm happy that they're taking the likes away.
Yeah.
Because I was even falling for that. Like, oh my God, no one's liking my post.
I know, but I feel like they've slowly been doing that because slowly, I feel like we haven't been getting as many likes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Like, I know a little people, like some people here throughout the studio were like, our likes have been going down. They're not the same. So slowly they've been doing this. So I'm like, okay, if they do this, cool. If you're a social media influencer, like, now you gotta find your other hustle.
Baby.
The same way you hustle social media, it's the same way you can hustle in real life.
I will say, Instagram, the only thing we asked for was chronological order. We didn't ask for any of this.
No, that's it.
But I am happy because I remember years ago, 10 years ago, Instagram was just a place where you could just upload photos and that was it. And I think people have taken it way too damn far. So I'm happy that they're testing it. It did great in other countries. Mm-hmm. So they're going to now test it in the U.S. And I think it might help people and it might help you with your business. I think it might be a better thing. But a lot of people feel like Instagram just wants to take the money from the influencer. So I don't know, guys. You got to probably find another way.
Well,
let us know in the comments what you guys think about Instagram taking all the likes away.
Okay. Hopefully nobody takes the likes away from Kourtney Kardashian because she is thinking about leaving Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What?
Yeah, the older sister, Kourtney, is reportedly thinking about leaving the famous show. She told Entertainment Tonight that she wants to spend more time with her kids and focus on her parenting. She says, quote, "But I'm not saying goodbye." She goes on to say, "I think we'll have to see more of it on the new season of season."
You know what? It's always
on the new season, season 18. If it's even airing yet, but it isn't filmed, or it's being filmed. It's not airing yet, but it's being filmed currently in this room at Entertainment Tonight. Will she pull a Rob and just be done for good?
Wow! But you know, since that show aired season one, because I'm an old school Kardashian fan, where, you know, we've been watching since season one. Mm-hmm. Kourtney has always expressed how she did not like doing the show. So one thing I like about Kourtney, this isn't new. She's always talked about, "I hate doing the show."
She said, "I don't want to do work."
She's like, and the privacy, camera's up in your face.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. But I reported on Kardashian News Daily.
Oh.
Thank you. It's my other side hustle. You guys check it out on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That actually the whole family might be actually stepping away. That they're not Khloe, that they're not as interested anymore because their interests have shifted. So I think Kourtney may be just leading the parade where she's just like, look, they're now raising kids. Her son Mason is not at that age where he can go to school. And like, so she might just want to take a break. So I'm not mad at that.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm not mad at it, but I'm like, I wish I had the option. She literally said she just wants to focus on raising her kids and parenting. Child.
I'm ready. I'm ready to be saved.
Can I do that too?
I don't want to work no
more. You don't want to do no 9-to-5? Because I don't know if Kourtney really, I mean, she has Poosh, her side hustle, but what other investments, she might have investments we don't even know about. She could be invested in KKW.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the sisters just put out their perfume, KKW.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So I think each sister gets a thing in that. Poosh, she might, because remember before the show, they had the store.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see, and she ran that store, so I can see her possibly maybe doing something like that on the side. Mm. She can do her little business, but the Kardashian girls will be just A-okay.
They sure will.
They got the sheep.
And if this goes away, you need to bring Rob back at least for like the season finale.
And you know, Scott pays child support, so.
No, well.
You know, you live off a child support check. Scott got a show on E, so I know that check look good.
Real good.
Okay. Love you, Kourtney girl. See you on Sundays.
See you on Sundays on AfterBuzz TV Network for the after show.
Hi, I'm Malika, and this is... I love Malika, I'm kidding. All right, let's go to our next segment. Where are they at now? Where are they at, though? Oh, speaking of my hymen.
Cut her, Mike. Cut it. You gotta go. Not speaking of my...
Speaking of my hymen. Where is it? Okay.
Hi, I don't have a hymen, but if I did, I would have gone to this gynecologist to get it done. I'm Alika, and I'm going to do this for you guys.
Yo, T.I., Malika, the Kardashians, and Kanye are coming to F us up.
They're coming. They'll be outside our door. Well, so somebody who we missed, maybe not, or haven't seen in a while, is Robin Crawford. Wow. Now, you guys may not know who she is, but if you go back into Whitney Houston, got your attention, in her diary, then you know who Robin Crawford is. So Whitney Houston's former best friend, Robin Crawford, has come forward to talk about their new relationship in her new book, Robin. Her book is called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston.
Wow.
So we haven't heard from Robin in some years because she, after the passing of Whitney, like she really went to, you know, hide mode. She was already kind of like not out there in the public eye, but after that, she really like just hibernation. But now she's back. But she's revealing some intimate details about the two's romantic relationship. Robin says she, quote, "We wanted to be together and that meant just us." She also says Whitney said, quote, "If people find out about us, they would use this against us. And back in the 80s, that's how we felt." I mean, she was dropping a whole, just all this stuff about her and Robin. There's been rumors, even when I was growing up, hearing about, like, they might have been together. Robin says that her and Whitney did get intimate, that they did, you know, have a sexual relationship, but they stopped that as soon as Whitney, like, got bigger.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know what to believe,
it's
honey.
Tough, because, as you said, for years, there's been rumors about her and Robin, and Robin was her lover, and then Bobby Brown came in, and if you watch a documentary, which was really good, the one that Sissy and them did, really good documentary.
Very good documentary.
Where they kind of, they talked about, Robin even talked about how she was pushed out by the family, because the family low-key knew that Whitney was bisexual.
Right.
And that she had this relationship, and her, Robin and Bobby were always fighting, and Robin just wanted her best interest, but Robin literally left the tour and just left.
Yeah.
And after that, it was just like, I'm done. So, you know, this has to be heartbreaking, and you lose someone you love, and you can't really be with the person you love.
Okay.
But Whitney also was just like, love you, but...
Exactly. And she said her and Robin, they didn't really talk about, like, labels. It was just, like, love type of thing. And Robin also said that Eddie Murphy warned Whitney about marrying Bobby Brown.
Really?
So I'm like... Should I pick up a copy of this book?
We should get this book. Okay. I want to read it. I like a good tea.
Okay.
I like a good tea. I love like all the stuff that we heard as kids, like we can now read about as adults. I'm like, damn, this is crazy. All right, speaking about crazy, let's go to our next segment, Villain of the Week. Let's see who was acting up this week. So a hospital in Oklahoma gave 10 people insulin instead of the flu shot recently. Jesus Christ. Elderly folks of Jacqueline House Care Facility were all set up to get their flu shots and found themselves unresponsive after a few minutes.
It's not funny, but you guys have to see Nakia's facial expression. Get to our YouTube page.
That is horrible. Oh my God, wait a minute. So these old people went in for flu shots and they were given insulin? Jesus Christ. Who did this?
10 people. Like, how you, oh, you know, got a little cough, cough, let me go for the flu shot. Next thing you know, you pass out on the floor.
That is so, like, fam, that's a...
That's scary.
Jacqueline House Care Facility? That's a lawsuit. That is horrible.
Like, who does that? But especially elderly people, so you never know, like...
Who is the, like, the doctors, the nurse, baby? What's... Nobody goes to school anymore. That is dangerous. Wow, sorry, my whole face, as I was reading it, like, wait, what?
I know. That's why I was like, this story is crazy. Like, you probably think you're passing out because you might be scared of needles or something, but really, they're putting insulin into your arm.
So I don't go to the doctor, fam. Child. No, nope, nope, nope. If I'm feeling sick, I carry it at home. I'm like, a hot toddy, some ginger, not going to the damn doctor. All right, kids, let's go to our last segment, Shows to Watch. This is where Howard and I, we like to tell you what is on TV, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, all that good stuff, because we watch a lot of it, especially working here at AfterBuzz TV. We do a lot of after shows, so we like to tell you what you should be watching.
And one after the show that I do is Growing Up Hip Hop New York on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on AfterBuzz TV Network. So on this week, it got heated on this show, baby. It started to heat up. When Bina and Designer got into it, an actual fight over Vina and her aunt Medina showing up to the music video. It was juicy.
Ooh, like, I seen the clips.
It was just juicy. Designer invited Vina only to the music video, but Vina brought her aunt. And of course, her aunt Medina has a problem with Designer. So I don't know how it happened, but Vina ended up stepping in and was like, you need to calm down. Then they started talking with their hands. And the next thing you know, it was a fight.
We started talking with them hands, baby.
Okay, New York. Y'all New Yorkers.
New Yorkers, we do talk with our hands. We're very expressive.
And once the hands start to cross the line.
When you be like, ah, you be like, move your goddamn hand out of my face. Sorry. I'm weird. I know.
Speaking of hands, I'm going to have gloves. And if you want gloves, we're just going to give you ads throughout the show.
My nail color is my OPI. Paint your nails blue for the winter.
Are you feeling blue? Are you missing Nipsey? Well, my blue nail polish is from OPI.
Ads by Malika. We are stupid. Okay, guys, this has been a crazy fun show.
It has.
If you guys are in the comments, if you guys are in the live chat, let us know how you feel about this. Let us know how you feel about Instagram taking those comments away, because I heard a lot of feedback. Let me know what you guys think about T.I. and the whole father thing, and men out there, for those who have daughters, let me know what you think. Let us know. A Groupon stepping in. Baby, let us know about Keeping Up the Kardashians if you're interested. Let us know if you care that Kanye's running for president.
Yeah, new president. President West. Our president, Christian genius billionaire.
You know what?
Mm-hmm, president billionaire.
Christian genius
Listen, if Chad Ochocinco can change his name to Chad Ochocinco.
But Chad, I mean, that was his football name.
Mega world peace.
I'm sick of it.
I want world peace too. So I'm running for the Miss United States pageant.
I hate us. Okay, Howard, tell the fans where they can find you out on social media, because we're nuts, clearly.
If you want to send me a real ad, you can find me on all social media outlets at Howard the Third, while I'll be promoting my Miss World Peace campaign. And you can also see me on Sundays with Nakia on Keeping Up the Kardashians after show at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're also on the Sisters after show on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So check us out there.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And make sure you guys follow Black Hollywood Live and BHL. This is an ad. Oh, no, but seriously, thank you guys again for tuning in. We really do love you. Thank you guys for the comments, the likes, the views. We appreciate you guys. Our family here at BH on After Buzz, they tell us how much they love the show. So we just want to give you guys good content, so let us know. Howard and I are crazy, but we play. We love y'all.
Love y'all.
So make sure you guys come back on next Sunday, and we'll have another great show for you guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye. Bye.
This is an ad.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.